This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The rhetoric on trade continues, and that has some in agriculture concerned. Dan Bossi is president of Ag Resource and closely following the trade talks.
The one thing that we do worry about as a firm is this Trump administration and his rhetoric towards trade. I do understand we're trying to get more workers, but never being a protectionist, if you will, for our own workforce seems to work in the world marketplace. There's a very popular book called The World is Flat going back to 2000. We all talked about globalization, and that has expanded U.S. agricultural trade, but the NAFTA negotiations are not going well. We still have another round here in the middle of March. We potentially could do another discussion in late April or May, but if we aren't making really solid progress on NAFTA, I'm very concerned that this administration may tear up our current existing pact and want to start over. Now, whether that means bilaterals with Mexico and Canada is uncertain, but we are worried about this rhetoric on trade and this protectionist attitude and how the retaliatory nature of other countries could affect agriculture. So it looks to us anywhere that 2018 is a year of trade in terms of the United States, and this administration is becoming very focused on that. We think the next 3 to 4 months are really critical in terms of U.S. agricultural trade and where we end up looking down the road.
We're talking with Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource, here on Dairy Radio Now. And Dan, you'll be a keynote speaker at next week's PDPW Business Conference in Madison, Wisconsin. And the theme is Dairying to Thrive. And that's a mission that's going to be challenging for farmers facing low prices this year.
I mean, unfortunately, I can't give the audience a longer-term bullish view. I mean, there's nothing on the horizon unless we start to liquidate rather dramatic numbers of cows. And although that process is starting, it's surely not at a level that would suggest that that is ongoing. But, you know, the dairy farmer is going to have another year of struggle. I mean, we're going to have beef prices on record production down at a level. So if he's culling animals, those prices won't be very good. The Chinese, we now have trade disputes or potentially that moving in that direction between the United States and China on aluminum and steel. And we're hearing other things. So, you know, I think for the U.S. farmer that the message needs to be he needs to manage his risk. There may be bounces in the milk market, but I still can't put my finger on a fundamental shift that would take us to what I call the promised land, which would be years of profitability or something more than a year of profitability. And it just doesn't seem to be in the forefront, at least as we see it today.
Meanwhile, the latest federal order of benchmark milk prices dipped even more, but looks to be at the bottom, with the February Class 3 price at $13.40 per hundredweight.
We would call it maybe profit purgatory. You know, again, we're not bearish below 13 or 13.25 Class 3, but we also don't see rallies really being sustained above $16.50 or $17. And so we're in this range of where milk is going to hold in that level. We're starting to see a pickup in powder demand. We're encouraged by that. But on the other side of it, we're starting to see world butterfat prices weakening, whether it's Oceania or Europe. That is something that will, of course, affect U.S. demand going forward. By that, I'm saying exports. And so the milk parcels, if you will, are just kind of shifting around. I think I can be optimistic on powder prices. But then again, I'm not as optimistic as I was a year ago on cheese and butter. And it still doesn't give us that levity that we need to see to get milk back above $18.50 or $20 so that everybody can make money. And the good operations that have been mindful of their margin and mindful of feed costs will do okay, and they'll continue to expand. It's the leveraged, smaller operations that we worry about, and they need to be, of course, putting a pencil to paper and deciding how they can manage the next 9 or 12 months with prices approximately where they're at.
We're out of time now, Dan, but we'll continue next week where feed is such an important component to profitability, and we'll touch on that and what Mother Nature's role will be in that in the coming year. Dan Bossi is president of Ag Resource, and he'll be the keynote speaker at next week's PDPW Business Conference. It's not too late to register. Go to pdpw.org for more details. This update brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's professional development organization.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Tomorrow, it's the latest in calf barn ventilation in a segment we call A Breath of Fresh Air with Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.